每一个活着的人他都有将来。
Every living person has a future.
只是每一个人的将来是不太一样。
It's just that everyone's future is a little different.
有的人的将来是充满着肯定光明。
Some people have futures filled with confidence or filled with light.
有的人的将来是灰暗的，是不确定的。
Some people have futures that are uncertain.
在很低落很失败的人，他觉得他虽然活着，但是他觉得他没有将来。
For somebody who's a failure, even though he lives, he feels like he has no future.
如果在生活当中对自己的将来是确定的，是光明的，那么活着的现在才会是有意义的。
If you're certain about your future, if your future has light, then you'll live a life of meaning.
那些说我没有将来的人，活着，他觉得活着是受苦，是多疑的。
And those people who feel like they have no future, they feel like they're living a life not worth living. They feel like they're living a painful life.
所以既然我们活着，我们一定要活在有将来里头。
And so we have to live a life with a future.
有一个光明、确定、美好的将来。
To have a certain future filled with light.
那么现在活着才成为是必须的，是有意义的。
And then you'll feel like the life that you're living is a life that you should be living. It's a life with meaning.
我相信最近很多人都在读《创世纪》。
I believe many people have read or are reading Genesis.
亚伯拉罕是一个有将来的人。
Abraham was a man with a future.
他有对神有信心，所以他有一个肯定、切实、绝对的将来。
Because he had faith in God, he had a certain future.
那反面话来讲，一个没有信心的人，他是没有真正的将来。
On the other hand, somebody without faith has no future.
在挪亚的世代之后，人又背逆神，又离开了神。
In a time after Noah, people rebelled against God and they left God.
所以神在当时的世人当中，他拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And so among all mankind, God chose Abraham.
神向亚伯拉罕显现，神呼召他。
God showed himself to Abraham and he called Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕的呼召是带着应许的呼召。
And the calling of Abraham had a promise with it.
我们请看到创世纪十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1.
这里记载亚伯拉罕他蒙呼召的开始。
This is the beginning of the calling of Abraham.
在当时神还没有改他的名字，所以他叫亚伯兰。
And at the time God hadn't changed his name yet, so he's called Abram.
神应许他在十二章第一节，神应许亚伯兰一块新的地方。
And in verse 1, God promised Abram a new land.
所以神要他离开他的故乡，他的本族。
So God wanted him to leave his country, his homeland.
在第二节，神应许他要有很多的子孙，所以他要成为一个大国。
And in verse 2, God promised him many descendants so that he would become a great nation.
十二章的第三节提到神应许他，神必定保护他，祝福他。
And in verse 3, God promised that God would continue to bless and to protect him.
那神给亚伯兰这些应许，就是要亚伯兰有一个行动。
And the promises that God gave Abram were so that he could have action.
那对神的应许，亚伯兰必须要相信，他必须要有信心。
And so towards the promises of God, Abram had to have faith.
那有了对应许的信心，亚伯兰他才能够有所行动。
And because Abram had faith in the promises, then Abram was able to also have action.
所以凭着对神的信心，亚伯拉罕就真的采取行动，他离开了他的故乡。
And so by his faith in God's promises, Abram was able to actually get up and leave his homeland.
有了行动，他就有一个就是 这个行动就是为了将来。
And this action of his was in order to get to the future.
有这个行动，他才真的能够去拥有那一个更美好、更光明的将来。
And because of this action, he was able to go and get this better and brighter future.
神应许给他一块新的土地。
God promised him a new land.
这是他所没有去过的。
This is a land that he had never been to.
在那个时候也不是像我们今天这个消息是这么的方便，这么的发达。
And back then, it wasn't easy to get news back and forth between places.
当我们第一次来到美国
，The first time we came to America.
在来之前，我们可能就已经有很多手头上就有很多有关美国的资料。
Before we even got here, we probably already had a lot of materials or literature about this place.
我们想要来到洛杉矶，我们已经知道很多有关洛杉矶的种种。
Before we even got to LA, we knew a lot of things about the city.
所以我们虽然是第一次在第一次来到洛杉矶，但这个算不上是一种冒险。
And so even though when we came to LA for the first time, it was the first time, it wasn't like it was a completely strange and unknown place.
因为我们已经掌握了很多有关洛杉矶的资料。
Because we already had a lot of material about this place.
甚至我们已经知道甚至我们有些人根本也不用人来接机，我们下了机场我们就去租车子，我们就已经知道我们要跑哪一条高速公路到我们所要到的地方。
And when we got here, some of us didn't even need someone to pick us up from the airport. Once we got there, we could rent a car and we already knew which freeway to take to go where we needed to go.
但是对当时的亚伯兰来讲，那是一个很大的冒险。
But for Abram at the time, this is a great unknown.
那是因为信心，他相信神的应许，所以他有那个冒险。
And it was because of his faith in the promises of God that he was able to have this action.
我们请看创世纪十二章第四节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 4.
亚伯兰就照着主的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
今天我们也都接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
Today we all accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior.
当亚伯兰他相信神给他的应许，他就采取了一个行动。
When Abram believed in the promises of God, Abram had action.
那是一个信心的行动，那是一个信心的生活。
And this was an action of faith. This was a life of faith.
所以亚伯兰他将要拥有一个美好的将来。
And so Abram would have a bright and good future.
那今天我们接受耶稣基督为我们的救主，我们是否也展开了这种信心的生活？
And today, since we've accepted Jesus as our Savior, we also have opened up this life of faith.
因为接受耶稣基督为我们救主，就是我们要拥有一个更确定、更美好的将来。
Because to accept Him as our Savior means that we will have a better future.
但是我们有没有开始来展开那个信心的生活呢？
But have we started to live this life of faith?
什么叫做展开信心的生活？
What does it mean to start living this life of faith?
当我们说耶稣基督是我们救主的时候，我们的生活有没有做一些改变？
When we say that Jesus is my Savior, has my life changed in any way?
当我们说耶稣基督是我们的救主的时候，我们的时间的安排是不是做了一些调整？
When we say that Jesus is my Savior, have we made any changes or adjustments to our time, what we do with it?
没有信心，不会有美好的将来。
If you have no faith, you will not have a future.
如果我们说我们相信耶稣基督为我们的救主，
If we say that I believe that Jesus is my Savior,
亚伯拉罕必须要离开他的故乡，到一块新的土地。
Abraham had to leave his hometown to go to a new land.
我们是不是要离开生活当中的一些旧的习惯，而来拥有一个新的生活？
Have we left our old habits to live a new life?
好，我们是不是需要在我们每一天的生活作息里头做一些调整，让我们能够拥有一个更美好的生活？
Do we need to make changes to our daily lives so that we can have a better future, a better life?
亚伯拉罕他没有到过那个迦南地。
Abraham had never been to the land of Canaan.
但是他已经 将他的这个将来来交在神的手中。
Well, he had already put his future into the hands of God.
他信靠神给他的应许。
And he trusted in the promises of God.
我一开始说到，只要是活着的人，他都有所谓的将来。
In the beginning, I said, as long as someone's living, they'll have a future.
只是每一个人的将来是不一样的。
It's just that everyone's future is different.
我们希望拥有的是那个真正的、确定的、绝对的将来。
And what we hope to have is this certain and brighter future.
有些人的将来是短暂的。
Some people's future is very short.
有些人的将来是不确定的，所以他甚至说我没有将来。
And some people's future is uncertain, so they'll say I have no future.
那一个基督徒他所拥有的是确定的、美好的将来。
But what a Christian has is a certain and good future.
因为他信靠这位爱他的神。
Because he trusts in this God who loves him.
就好像当时的亚伯兰，他信靠这位呼召他的神。
Just like Abram at the time trusted in this God who called him.
有信心才会有真正的将来。
Only when you have faith will you have a true future.
我们来看看信心对亚伯兰的这个影响。
And so let's look at the influence that this faith had on Abram.
这些影响都是要带给他一个美好的将来。
This influence was all to give Abram a better future.
第一个，亚伯兰对神的信心影响了他的整个家庭。
First, the faith that Abram had in God influenced his entire family.
神对亚伯兰的呼召不单是对他个人，是对他整个家庭。
God did not call just Abram, but his entire family.
所以亚伯兰他是带着他的家庭离开他的故乡。
So Abram brought his entire family and left their hometown.
今天神对我们的呼召也是跟我们的家庭会有关系的。
Today when God calls us, it also has to do with our entire family.
那圣经当中亚伯兰他不但带给他的家庭影响，而且他影响到以后的许许多多的家庭。
And from the Bible, we see that Abram's faith in God not only influenced his family, his immediate family, but also many families after him.
这个影响是正面的，是带给福气的影响。
And this was a positive influence. This brought them blessings.
今天我们常常因为神的带领跟祝福，我们感谢神。
Today, often we thank God because of His guidance and His blessings.
我们为我们蒙福的家庭，我们来感谢神。
We should thank God for our families that are blessed.
为什么今天我们成为蒙福的家庭？这个跟亚伯拉罕有关系。
How come we have blessed families today? This has to do with Abram.
神是看重而且愿意祝福每一个家庭。
God looks highly upon and wants to bless every family.
所以亚伯兰的信心是影响到他整个家庭。
So Abram's faith influenced his entire family.
他个人有美好的将来，他整个家庭也有一个美好的将来。
So when he had a bright future, his entire family had a bright future.
所以有时候看起来好像我们自己一个人在走这信仰的道路。
Sometimes it looks like we are walking this walk of faith by ourselves.
但是有信心就会有将来。
But if we have faith, then we'll have a future.
我们持守着我们对神的信心，我们会发现神一路上也不断的在带领，在祝福我们的家庭。
And if we hold on to this faith in God, then we'll see that along the way, God is continuing to bless our entire families.
我们也会渐渐的发现我们全家人渐渐的一起在走这一条信仰的道路。
And we'll gradually realize that our entire families are walking this entire road step by step together.
我们请参考《创世纪》第七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 7.
创世纪第七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
第一节，神对挪亚说：“你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。”
Then the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation."
当神要毁灭挪亚的世代的时候，这是神对挪亚一个很重要的吩咐。
This was a very important thing that God said to Noah when he was about to destroy the world in his time.
神对挪亚说：“你和你的全家 都要进入方舟。
He said, come into the ark, you and all your household.
进入方舟，他们才有真正的美好的将来。
Only when they enter the ark could they have a good future.
那这是因为挪亚他对神的信心。
And this was because of the faith of Noah towards God.
他照神给他的吩咐，他去造了方舟。
That according to the command of God, Noah built an ark.
那不但他进入方舟，他的全家人也都进入方舟。
Not only did he go into the ark, his entire family went into the ark.
不但挪亚有将来，他全家人都有将来。
Not only did Noah have a future, his entire family had a future.
所以神的拯救不但跟个人，不但是拯救个人，也常常是拯救整个家庭。
So often the salvation of God is not just for an individual, but for his entire family.
我们个人的信心，它会影响到我们整个家庭的信心。
Our individual faith will impact the faith of our family.
所以保罗在传福音的时候，他也是这样子相信，这样的传讲。
And so when Paul was preaching, he also believed this, and he also preached this.
有一次他在腓立比的地方，他向一个看管监牢的禁足来讲道理。
Once when Paul was in Philippi, he preached to a jailer.
因为这个禁足他遭遇了一个非常不平凡的事情。
Because this jailer had come upon a very disturbing situation.
所以他问保罗跟希拉说，我要怎么做才能够得救？
So he asked Paul and Silas, what shall I do to be saved?
保罗一开始就跟他讲，你来信主耶稣，你和你的全家都要得救。
Paul said, believe in Christ and you and your family will be saved.
保罗就来跟他介绍主耶稣的救恩。
And so Paul introduced the salvation of God to the jailer.
这个禁足因为他经历了他过去所没有经历过的那个神的作为。
And because the jailer experienced the work of God that he never experienced before.
所以他就有那个信心来听来接受保罗对他的传讲。
So he had the faith to listen and to accept what Paul preached to him.
因为他的相信他就有一个美好的将来。
And because of his faith, he had a good future.
本来这个禁足，如果我们熟悉那一段圣经，他是想要结束自己的生命。
If we know this passage, we know that this jailer was actually about to kill himself.
一个想要结束自己生命的人，通常就是一个没有将来的人。
Somebody who is about to commit suicide is somebody who feels like they have no future.
所以这个人他本来虽然活着，但是他活在没有将来里头。
And so even though this person was alive, he was living a life with no future.
活在没有将来里头是没有意义的，甚至是痛苦的。
To live a life with no future is a life with no meaning and a life with pain.
所以难怪这个人要用一个不能解决问题的方法来解决问题。
And so that's why he wanted to use this method that can solve no problems to try to solve his problem.
自杀绝对不能解决问题。
Committing suicide cannot solve anything.
但是常常有人要用这种方法来解决问题。
But often people try to use this method to solve their problems.
那真的是非常的痛苦，非常的绝望。
It's very painful. It's very hopeless.
现在他经历了神的作为。
But now he experienced the work of God.
现在他听见了福音。
Now he heard the gospel.
信心让他有美好的将来。
And his faith gave him a good future.
所以他的信心也影响到他的家人。
And then his faith influenced his entire family.
所以当领受救恩的时候，是禁足和他的全家人都领受了神的救恩。
And so when he accepted the salvation of God, his entire family actually accepted the salvation of God.
请看创世纪十五章。
Look at Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1.
这事以后，主在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward."
这里讲到，在经过一件事情之后，神再一次的向亚伯兰显现。
Here it says that after some things happened, God came to Abraham again.
神再一次的来强调，神要祝福他。
And once again, he said that I am going to bless you.
神对亚伯兰的应许，在过去神已经讲过了。
God already told Abram his promises before.
所以当神说我必大大的赏赐你，亚伯兰就知道神在讲什么。
So when God said that I'm going to be or I am your exceedingly great reward, Abram knew what he was talking about.
那亚伯兰也因为他的相信，所以 他离开故乡，他现在来到迦南地。
Because of his faith, he had left his hometown and he had now arrived in the land of Canaan.
但是无论怎么讲，人常常还是很脆弱的。
But no matter what, often people are still weak.
因为人是尘土所造的。
Because we are made with dust.
所以我们看亚伯兰的反应。
And so let's look at Abram's response.
第二节，亚伯兰说：“主神啊，我既无子，你还是给我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。”
Verse 2, but Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
在亚伯兰他相信神的应许里头，他也是有挣扎的。
Even though Abram had faith in God's promises, he also was still conflicted.
因为在他的生活里头，他有家庭，但是他还没有孩子。
Because even though he had a family, he had no child.
虽然他有个很好的太太，但是他没有孩子，他怎么有可能在将来成为大的国家呢？
Because even though he had a good wife, if he had no children, how could he become a great nation?
所以在这里亚伯兰他就对神说，我既然没有孩子，那么我将来的产业呢，是我仆人当中最好的那一个，他会承受我的产业。
So that's why Abram asked God, if I have no children, then who's going to take my inheritance? Is it going to be this good servant of mine?
这一路走来，亚伯兰他对神是充满着信心。
This entire time, Abram was filled with faith in God.
但是神也知道，在这个所谓信心的道路里头，他的亚伯兰的挣扎。
But God also knew about the conflicts within Abram during this walk of faith.
神认识我们，知道我们。
God knows us.
神也非常的爱我们，他要帮助我们。
And He loves us and He wants to help us.
尤其他常常愿意来帮助我们的信心。
Especially He wants to often help our faith.
因为有信心才会有真正的将来。
Because only when we have faith can we have a real future.
第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Then Abram said, Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir.
对亚伯兰来讲，没有孩子，这是一个事实。
To Abram, it was a fact that he had no children.
没有孩子，他怎么有后裔，怎么来成为一个大的国家？
So now, if I have no children, how am I going to have descendants? How am I going to become a great nation?
第四节。
Verse 4.
神又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.
所以在这里，神再一次的肯定的对他讲，你的后裔。
So God here once again said with confidence, it's going to be your descendant.
跟在十二章所讲的是一样的。
It's the same that God told him in chapter 12.
所以在其实在一开始神就很清楚的很肯定的给亚伯拉罕应许。
So actually from the beginning, God already told Abram with certainty and clearly his promise.
将来你的后裔要成为大国。
That your descendants will become a great nation.
但是在人的时空里头，好像这一个事情一直还没有实现。
But in the world of man, it seemed like this hadn't come to pass yet.
所以神他就在这个在十五章这里再一次的向亚伯兰来显现。
And so in chapter 15, God showed Himself to Abram again.
那很清楚的来告诉他说，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。
And told him that it will be one from your body that will become your heir.
那这个你的后裔也成为一个很重要的预言。
And this heir contains with it a great prophecy.
保罗就曾经引用这里的话。
Paul actually used these words.
那个后裔是单数的，指着就是主耶稣基督。
That heir is referring to Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么今天我们蒙神祝福的都跟亚伯拉罕有关系。
And this is why those of us who are blessed by God today all are related or have to do with Abraham.
因为我们所领受的祝福都跟主耶稣有关系。
Because all the blessings that we receive have to do with Jesus.
那主耶稣就是神对亚伯拉罕所说的那个 你的后裔。
And Jesus is this heir that God told Abraham about.
亚伯拉罕他的信心成为他家人的榜样，也成为今天我们的榜样。
The faith of Abraham became an example for his family, and it is an example for us today.
那我们要常常，我们做家长的常常问我们自己，我们的信心能不能成为家庭的榜样？
For those of us who are parents, we must ask ourselves, can my faith be an example for my family?
我们这个教育学家告诉我们说，我们不用怕孩子不听话顶嘴。
Some education experts have said that you should not be afraid of your children not listening to you or talking back to you.
很多小孩子在某一个阶段里头，他特别会顶嘴，甚至让我们觉得有点叛逆。
At some certain stage in their lives, most children will have this tendency to talk back and really drive us insane.
这个教育学家是说，你要担心的是你的孩子的两个眼睛在看着你。
But what the expert said is that what you need to worry about is that your children's two eyes are looking at you.
孩子的双眼在看着你怎么讲话，你怎么处理事情，你的行为。
That they're watching your every word and your action and how you take care of things.
亚伯拉罕可以给他的后代留下信心的榜样。
Abraham was able to leave an example of faith for his descendants.
那今天我们也是一样的，努力的来给我们的孩子留下信仰的榜样。
Today we should also leave an example of faith for our children.
好，请我们再看到创世纪十五章第五节。
Let's also look at Genesis chapter 15, verse 5.
第五节，于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天观看，数算众星。”能数得过来吗？又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”
Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be."
亚伯兰他相信神的应许，所以他已经离开他的故乡，他来到了迦南地。
Abraham believed in the promise of God, and that's why he was able to leave his hometown and come to the land of Canaan.
他正朝着那美好的将来在前进。
And he kept on moving forward towards this bright future.
神再一次的肯定，将来你的子孙要像天上的星那么多。
And God told him that your descendants are going to be like the stars of the heavens.
所以让我们看到真的信心是如何来影响到我们的将来。
And so we can really see how faith can impact our future.
刚才我们有读到亚伯兰离开哈兰的时候是75岁。
Before we read that, when Abram left Haran, he was 75 years old.
虽然亚伯兰那个时代的人比我们现在长寿。
Because the people back then actually lived longer than people today.
但是一个75岁的人要离开习惯的地方到一个完全陌生的地方去。
But still, back then, even for somebody who was 75, to leave a place that he was familiar with, to go to a completely unknown place.
如果说当时的亚伯兰他退缩，他不愿意离开故乡。
If at the time Abram had said that I am unwilling to leave my hometown,
那么他就不能得着圣经里头所记载着神对他的祝福。
Then he would never have received this blessing that the Bible records.
他也就失去了在他一生当中那个最重要、最美好的经验。
And he would have given up on this best experience of his life.
他清楚地听见了神给他的应许。
He clearly heard the promise of God.
所以他就相信神，所以他就就有了行动。
And so that's why he believed in God, and that's why he had action.
所以在将来他就真的拥有一个美好肯定的将来。
And so that's how he was able to have a certain future.
同样的，今天神常常给我们的是清楚肯定的应许。
Today God also often gives us a clear and certain promise.
那问题就在于我们有没有那个信心去相信。
The question is, do we have the faith to believe it?
有信心 就有那美好的将来。
If we have faith, then we will have this good future.
没有信心就没有就不能拥有那美好的将来。
If we have no faith, then we will not be able to get this good future.
那其实在现实里头真的很多时候人是没有那个信心。
Actually, in real life, people usually don't have faith.
请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
第二节 因为有旧约圣经315页希伯来书四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
因为有福音传给我们像传给他们一样只是所听见的道与他们无异因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For indeed the gospel is preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
这里说这个圣经里头主耶稣的福音对人来讲也是这样子。
Here, the gospel of Christ actually throughout the Bible often was received by men like this.
这个福音就是要给我们一个确定美好的将来。
This gospel is to give us a certain and a good future.
但是听了没有信心的话，他就没有这个美好的将来。
But if you receive it without faith, then you will not get that good future.
对主耶稣的信心才能够带给我们一个确定的将来。
Only when we have faith in Christ can we have this good future.
将来如果是不确定的，这是一种痛苦。
If our future is uncertain, this is painful.
为什么今天很多的毕业生啊，他们要毕业的，但是他们并不觉得快乐，不觉得高兴。
How come a lot of students in college or grad students are about to graduate, but they don't feel happy about it?
因为在这个经济不好的环境里头，常常毕业就是失业。
Because in this current economic climate, often graduation means unemployment.
所以毕业的那个将来是不确定的，所以呢是。不会高兴的。
And so because your future beyond graduation is uncertain, then you can't be happy about it.
那亚伯兰他离开他的故乡。
Abraham left his hometown.
因为他相信神必把他带入那个应许的地方。
Because he believed that God was going to bring him to the promised land.
那今天我们相信主耶稣给我们的应许。
Today we believe in the promises that Jesus gave us.
他要再来，他要带我们进入他为我们所准备的地方。
That he will come again and he will take us to a place that he's prepared for us.
神应许亚伯拉罕的子孙要成为大国。
God promised that the descendants of Abraham would become a great nation.
今天我们在信仰的道路上面，我们努力的来追求。
Today in the walk of faith, we also pursue.
我们相信我们的子孙也要蒙福。
We also believe that our descendants will be blessed.
因为我们留下信仰的好的榜样。
Because we have left a good example of faith.
他们如果跟着我们一样走在这条信仰的道路，他们也一定得到神的看顾跟带领。
And if they walk in the same walk of faith that we did, then they will also be guided by God.
神应许亚伯兰说，将来他的名要伟大。
God promised Abraham that he would make his name great.
那今天当我们想到信仰的美好，我们也会想到这个亚伯拉罕。
And today, when we think of the goodness of faith, then we will also think of Abraham.
我们也常常说我们在灵里头，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And we often say that we are his spiritual descendants.
我们是应许的子孙。
We are the promised descendants.
所以我们要承受天上的产业。
Which is why we will inherit the inheritance in heaven.
那信心真的带给亚伯兰有一个真正的将来。
This true faith brought Abraham a true future.
虽然他得到孩子好像是有一点单言了。
Even though he was worried that he would have children.
但是他是真正很清楚的知道这是神给他的福气。
He clearly knew that this is going to be a blessing from God.
他很清楚的知道这个以撒他的儿子是凭着应许而得的。
And he knew that his son Isaac was received through the promise, through faith.
很清楚的知道这个是从神而来的。
He knew clearly that this was from God.
因为我们人真的很脆弱。
Because we as humans are very weak and fragile.
不但我们这个肉体很脆弱，我们的心智也很脆弱。
Not only is our physical bodies are they fragile, our hearts are also fragile.
有时候明明是神的带领，神的祝福，我们还怀疑说这是偶然吧。
Often when we receive the blessing of God, we still say this is a coincidence.
神爱我们，所以有时候他故意稍微单言一下。
Because God loves us, sometimes He lets us wait a little bit.
好，让我们不得不很确定、很清楚的说，是的，这是神的祝福。
So that we can clearly know and say with confidence that this is the blessing of God.
当我们有这样的认识的时候，我们在信仰的道路上面才会更有力量。
Only do we, when we have this recognition, can we have a true strength in our walk of faith.
当我们有这种认识的时候，我们的信心才会更长进。
Only when we recognize this, can we truly root our hearts, our faith.
好，我们请再看回创世纪十五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
第六节，亚伯兰信主。主就以此为他的义。
And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted to him for righteousness.
亚伯兰离开他的故乡，这个已经是一个很大的信心。
It already took great faith for Abraham to leave his hometown.
但是我们人对神的信心总是还有空间，让我们继续来。来增长。
But there's always space in our faith to be able to have more faith.
那神愿意来帮助我们信心的长进。
And God is willing to help the growth and progression of our faith.
所以在十五章这里，神向亚伯兰显现，也是来帮助他的信心。
So when God showed Himself to Abraham in chapter 15, this was also to help his faith to progress.
那第六节告诉我们，信心可以影响。我们跟神之间的团契。
Verse 6 shows us that faith can impact our relationship with God.
这里说亚伯兰他信神，神就以此为他的义。
It says that Abram believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
这个义啊，就是对的。神认我认亚伯兰是义的，就是他跟神之间有一个对的好的关系。
Righteousness means right. IfGod sees Abraham as being righteous. That means that they have a good and right relationship.
今天我们很看重人与人之间的关系。
We often look highly upon our relationships with other people.
所以今天的人很强调那个所谓的 IQ 之外，还有一个 EQ， 就是你有好的 EQ， 你才能够跟能够有好的人际关系。
And so today people not only look at a person's IQ, but they also emphasize their EQ, which is their ability to work well with others.
那我们也要看重我们跟神的关系。
Today we also have to look highly upon our relationship with God.
我们如何能够跟神有好的关系？
How can we have a good relationship with God?
这里亚伯兰因为他信神，所以神称他为义。
Here God accounted to him for righteousness because he believed in the Lord.
就是神，他跟神之间就没有阻隔。
Which means that there is no wall between him and God.
其实人要在神面前是义的，这是何等的困难。
Actually, it is very hard for a person to be righteous before God.
人会去强调说我的行为有多好。
People will emphasize how good my actions are.
是的，在众人的眼中，有些人的行为真的是非常的标准。
Sure, in front of other people, a lot of people have very good and right actions.
但是在以赛亚书里头说啊，人的所谓的好，在神的面前常常只是好像污秽的衣服。
But Isaiah tells us that even though somebody may seem good and right in front of other people, before God, he is still like a filthy garment.
但是我们必须跟神有好的关系。
So how can we have a good relationship with God? Or we must have a good relationship with God.
亚伯拉罕给我们留下榜样。
And Abraham left this example for us.
我们在亚当里头，我们本来只是罪人。
In Adam, we are all sinners.
那亚伯拉罕他成为我们能够被神称义的一个模范。
But Abraham became a model by which we can become righteous before God.
为什么？这就是为什么我们今天在信仰里头，我们要常常提到亚伯拉罕。
And this is why in our faith today, in our progression of faith, we have to often talk about Abraham.
在保罗的这个罗马书里头
，In Romans，
他也很深入的。来探讨这个恩典。
Paul went into some deep discussion about the topic of grace.
啊，所以在罗马书里头，保罗他告诉我们，在主耶稣的面前，在神面前，我们都是罪人，我们都是不义的。
So Paul tells us in Romans that before God we are all sinners and we are all unrighteous.
哦，他不是随便说说的。
And he's not just saying this or shooting random words out of the air.
哦，他一开始被主耶稣呼召的时候，他就已经问主啊，你是谁
？When he was first called by God, he had asked God, Lord, who are you?
哦，他以后的整个人生，他就很努力的要来认识主耶稣是谁。
And throughout the rest of his life, he worked very hard to try to find out who God was.
在认识主耶稣是谁的过程里头，他也认识了自己是谁。
And in the process of trying to find out who Jesus was, he also found out who he was.
啊，他不但发现自己，他发现所有的人都一样，在神面前是罪人，是不义的。
Not only did he get to know himself, he also realized that all people before God are unrighteous.
一个罪人怎么能够跟神有好的关系呢
？So how can a sinner have a good relationship with God?
啊，这就是借着主耶稣基督。
This is through Jesus Christ.
啊，所以罗马书的重点之一就是说因信称义。
And so the emphasis of Romans is to be justified by faith.
啊，神爱世人，所以他来到这个世界上。
That God so loved the world that he came to this world.
主耶稣为了救赎所有的罪人，所以他牺牲在十字架上。
That in order to save all sinners, Jesus gave himself up on the cross.
那今天我们要像亚伯拉罕这样子的来因为信而来被称义。
And so today, like Abraham, we must be justified through faith to become righteous.
因为跟神有对的关系，我们才能够有真正的将来。
Because only when we have the right relationship with God can we have a future.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以信心要影响我们跟神的关系。
And so faith will impact our relationship with God.
那这个因信称义是怎么来成全的呢
？And how is this justification by faith? How does it work?
因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血。
It's because Jesus shed his blood for us on the cross.
那主耶稣的宝血如何来在我们身上来产生功效呢
？Now how can the blood of Christ from the cross work in us?
这个耶稣的宝血必须要在我们身上来产生功效
，because the blood of Christ has to work in us，
我们才能够真的跟神和好了
，for us to truly be reconciled to God。
我们请看罗马书第五章第九节
，Let's look at Romans chapter 5 verse 9。
第九节，我们现在既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him。
所以因信称义的一个很重要的内容就是。因为耶稣基督的宝血来称义。
So the main part of being justified by faith is that we are justified by the blood of Christ.
那耶稣基督的宝血在什么时候在我们身上来产生这个功效
？Now when does this blood of Christ take effect in us?
就是在我们接受洗礼的时候。
It is when we accept water baptism.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书里头要强调着那个一洗。
And this is why in Ephesians Paul emphasizes in one baptism.
因为照着圣经里头的洗礼，让我们在神的面前真正的来称义。
Because by the baptism that is recorded in the Bible, we can be justified.
这样的信心要让我们开始来拥有一个真正的将来。
And it is this faith that gives us this future.
亚伯拉罕的信心成为他家庭的模范。
Abraham's faith became a model for his family.
所以我们问问我们自己。我们能够成为家庭的模范吗
？So we also must ask ourselves, can I be a model for my family?
亚伯拉罕对他的将来是充满着自信。
Abraham had a lot of had true faith in his future.
因为他知道，因为他的信心，他有信心，所以他有将来。
He had confidence in his future because he knew that he had faith, and so he would have a future.
我们对我们的将来有自信吗
？Are we confident in our future?
我们需要有信心。
We must have faith.
那我们跟神的关系如何呢
？Now, what about our relationship with God?
跟神有好的关系，我们才能够拥有真正美好的将来。
Only when we have a good relationship with God can we have a truly good future.
那就要问我们自己，我们对神的信心有多少
？So we have to ask ourselves, how much faith do I have in God?
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
145首。
145。
信靠主耶稣，就会有一个肯定美好的将来。
We rely on Jesus and have faith in Him that we will have a certain and good future.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
So now let's make our final prayer.
我们求主耶稣继续加添我们的信心，让我们能够一路的来信靠他。
We ask God to add to our faith so that in this entire walk we can always rely and have faith in Him.
相信我们都能够拥有一个美好的将来。
I believe that we can all have a good future.
不论我们还活着的时候，或者我们离世，我们都是有自信的，有把握的。
Whether we are living or if we have moved on, we have this confidence and we can hold on to it.
我们如果要接受帮助按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive laying of hands, please come to the front.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.